This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you ready for the Talk Radio Countdown Show, starring Michael Harrison? I'm Doug Steffen, along with a cast of thousands of people who have done a lot of work on talk radio stations and programs around the country, contributing to the news talk genre with great conversation. So the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is run by Michael and his group, they have investigated the stories being discussed on the radio stations around the country that do news talk. So we've come together with a 10-item list of stories and a 10-item list of people being discussed. So, Michael, let us start with a review of those lists, shall we?
I love the way you describe it as we've investigated it. We've launched an investigation, and now here are the reviews.
The world is full of investigations.
Yes. Well, as a matter of fact, there's even an investigation on our survey. Let's go through it. Number 10, we have Major League Baseball action and those fabulous NBA playoffs. At number 9, the Black Klansman film, I think I pronounce it properly. If not, please correct me. At number 8, Tom Wolfe, Margot Kidder deaths. At number 7, the Supreme Court of the United States, otherwise referred to as SCOTUS, and its ruling on sports betting. At number 6, the most important story of all, the royal wedding.
It would seem.
At number 5, the Jerusalem embassy move and Gaza violence. At number 4, U.S.-Mexico border security. At number 3, U.S.-China trade negotiations. At number 2, the North Korea meeting and the nuclear program. And number 1, the investigation, the Trump-Russia investigation. The people on our survey, number 10, LeBron James. Number 9, a tie between Tom Wolfe and Margot Kidder. We have at number 8, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. At number 7, Benjamin Netanyahu and Recep Erdogan. At number 6, Kim Jong-un. At number 5, James Comey. At number 4, Hillary Clinton. She refuses to go away. At number 3, Rudy Giuliani. He refuses to go away, too, along with Michael Cohen. Robert Mueller.
You take the hint after all this time. Yeah.
Robert Mueller, the quietest person on our people survey every week. Mm-hmm. He's quite professional. And he doesn't talk.
No. He isn't talking to us. However, he is spending, in terms of taxpayer dollars, the number that came out this week in the one-year anniversary of this witch hunt, and I say that pejoratively because I think that's what it is, a political witch hunt, $160 million the American taxpayer has paid for this, and to this point there is absolutely nothing, zero, to show for it, unless I'm mistaken, and I don't think I am.
You are either right or you're wrong. Very wrong.
That's okay.
But I salute you for having the courage to come out with that absolute, totally committed statement.
Yes.
So witch hunt, and nothing has come out of it.
Well, what has? I challenge you and others to come up with a list of concrete things that has, at the result of this work, has better served the American people.
Okay, I'm going to embarrass you.
Good.
Here we go.
All right, we're listening.
Where were you on the night of October 23rd, 2016?
Getting ready to vote for Hillary Clinton.
I have photos of you having dinner with a mysterious-looking woman.
Really?
At the Russian Tea Room.
That happens a lot.
All right. Number 1 of the people survey, we have Donald Trump.
Yes, in compromising position in the Russian Tea Room. Yes.
I don't even think the Russian Tea Room is there anymore, actually.
No, I think it's long gone. Yeah,
that was a hell of a place.
Right. Unga bunga.
Yeah,
great stories
exactly.
Out of there. All across Britain, all across the world, Meghan and Harry are everywhere with the royal wedding fever gripping Britain and America and all the stuff. Have you paid attention to these stories that are coming from the silliness of this?
Yeah, a little bit. Not a lot. I am not up on it on the same level that I sometimes follow royal family stuff just for pure entertainment. It's very entertaining. Yeah. That being said, I don't find these two characters that interesting. That's just me.
You're not a fan of Suits, the TV show?
No, I'm not a detractor of it either. I haven't seen it, but I kind of am still a fan of the old royal stories. Queen Elizabeth's origin. You know, the stuff that's on The Crown on Netflix. Great series.
Yeah.
Very interesting stuff.
Those are good.
Queen Elizabeth II, interesting character. Her sister, her late sister, Princess Margaret. Mm-hmm. She was married to a strange guy that gave her a lot of grief. Those were interesting days. These new characters remind me more of, I don't know, Hollywood celebrity types than the old royal family. But I guess it's just a matter of time. They'll have their place in meaningless history as well.
What a cynic.
I'm cynical, but I've come to the conclusion that the human race, we need these kinds of things. I don't know why, but
yeah,
we do.
Need distractions.
We need to have symbols, ideal fairy tale stories, celebrities that we could root for, root against, build up and tear down. Nonsense, but it has a place, and it just fascinates me how important these unimportant things are.
Yeah, well, it's a gradient thing. One of the best things about this format that we love and hold dear is how we can go, we've talked about this hundreds of times on this program, how you can take the substance of one story or an item and go in different directions with it. For example, I heard somebody the other day asking for the listeners to give their best advice for a happy marriage, obviously anticipating what was going on with the royal wedding, but I thought that was it was quite a good conversation. So if you were put in that position, asking you for your advice for a happy marriage, how would you advise? You and your son recently married, so what did you tell him? Did you give him any advice?
I think the most important advice for a happy marriage is honesty. Mm-hmm. I think that one should not be dishonest with one's spouse.
I agree.
I think that's the primary one. You've got to be able to trust. You have to be able to trust your partner, whether you're married or not. If it's a girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever your partnership, it comes down to trust. Then, of course, there's a lot of other things. But I think, you know, the number one element of a successful marriage, romantic relationship, any really kind of partnership of that, but marriage is, of course, probably the deepest and most important partnership a person can get into in their life, is trust.
Yep, I agree with you 100%. Very good advice, sage advice from Michael Harrison, who also is a marriage counselor, in addition to being the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. 14 past the hour. Are you full of vim, vigor, and vitality, or do these adjectives sound familiar to you? You're fatigued. You are drained. You are depressed. You have aches and pains. You are weak. Abdominal pain, painful joints, bloating, constipation, diarrhea. All these sorts of things are an indicator that you have let your body go. And the way to get it back is to use Calotren, Calotren, which is, among other things, a completely stimulant-free and drug-free weight loss formula, which is aimed at cleansing your body. But more importantly, it has in it as its main ingredients what your body's main ingredient is. That's collagen. You know what collagen is? Collagen protein, the highest quality, the best way to make sure your body works well, the digestive system works well, enzymes are working well. You need to have collagen in your body. 30% of the protein in your body is collagen. But when you're in your 20s, things you have built up collagen as you have grown, your body has matured, and once you get into your 20s, things stop building and start falling apart. And so when your natural collagen starts to decline, you begin to gain weight. You're not doing, the body is reacting to some of the things you put in your body, and that's not a pretty picture. So if you have gained a lot of weight since you were in your 20s and 30s, Now is the time for you to start a program that will really work. Taking collagen in Calitrin will help stimulate your body to produce more collagen on its own. This is nutrition on top of nutrition. Your body needs this. It craves it. It wants it in order to work more efficiently. So, if you want to have a body that works well, looks good, and feels really terrific, Calitrin is the number one healthy choice for your body being in tip-top shape and for you losing weight, gaining energy, having really solid joint support. All these things together. Sounds too good to be true? Wait till you start using it. I'm on it, and I love it. Start by going to toploss.com. That's toploss.com. There's a special 10% offer. You get three bottles, and then a fourth one comes to you free. But on the three bottles, you get 10% off. So you get four for the price of three with a 10% discount. Pretty cool, huh? Be sure you check the box for DJV when you go to toploss.com. Toploss.com, box DJV for 10% off on the three bottles that you pay for. You'll also get one free. You can call them if you want. 833-TOPLOSS. That's 833-867-5677. But if you are frustrated by not having been able to lose weight since Christmas, man, you should be all over this. Get Calitrin at toploss.com. Use the special code DJV for a great value. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country, backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
All right, so the passing of Tom Wolfe and Margot Kidder. Wolfe, quite an icon as far as authors are concerned. A lot of his books got turned into movies, Michael.
Yeah, The Right Stuff. That was I think The Right Stuff was a brilliant movie.
Fabulous movie. It really was.
It was largely misunderstood. It was very long in terms of its running time. Some people found it boring. Some people didn't get it. But most film fans and critics over the years have looked at it with an increasingly positive view.
Yeah.
It's an amazing film, and I recommend it for anybody who likes good films or is interested in some insights into the space program.
Yeah. Speaking of that, Margot Kidder, who played Lois Lane on a couple of the Superman movies, died at 69, and so that was kind of sad for a lot of people. 21 after the hour. Yep.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 23 after the hour in the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, which you can listen to if you don't, you hear bits and pieces of it. You want to hear the whole thing as an aggregate every weekend. It's available at talkradiocountdownshow.com or on hundreds of great radio stations around the country. Some people want to keep up and want to listen to it all at once. So out of the corner of your ear, if you hear something and you want to, oh, wait a minute, I want more of that, but I don't have time right now, then you can find it conveniently located at talkradiocountdownshow.com. One of the things that happened this week that people like it when we get into the inside, the intricacies, if you will, Michael, of what's going on in the business, we have been, for all the years this program has been on the air, talked off and on about something called the Fairness Doctrine, which was actually repealed, what, 30-some-odd years ago, about the time Rush Limbaugh started on the air. That was the end of the Fairness Doctrine. Do you want to... This is a policy that requires stations to provide equal time to both sides of an issue. Apparently, some people are still trying to revive this.
You always hear that. It's not coming back. We talk about it every couple of years. There's always somebody who wants to bring back the Fairness Doctrine, as if broadcast radio and television were the only places people can go to hear debate about the issues.
Right.
And then it wasn't even workable back in the day when that was the case. It really inspired radio stations not to talk about controversial issues because it was almost impossible to honestly and accurately measure what's equal time for one side of an issue and another side of an issue when a lot of issues don't have sides, where there's middles and there's, you know, there's two sides of the left and two sides of the right. So it just basically became a way for the government or politicians or critics to cause trouble for radio stations when it came to talking about political issues or controversial issues, the result of which is they didn't talk about them, rather than take a risk of being fined or censored or censured or losing their license. You just never heard the kind of political discussion on the radio that you hear today. And it was deemed to be unconstitutional, an infringement upon First Amendment rights. And it was. It's not coming back. And it would be terrible for broadcast media to have to compete against non licensed media.
Right.
It's not. It would put them out of business. So I don't give much credence to the discussion about the fairness doctrine.
Well, it happens. It becomes a political football, a lot like Roe v. Wade. People say, oh, this administration's going to get rid of that. Never, ever, ever will that happen. But because people like to stir the pot, or maybe they have a slow day, whatever it is conversationally, that thing comes back to the surface once in a while. But there is not, there's stuff, what is it called, like Social Security, the third rail of conversation. You don't touch those things because the public won't stand for it.
Yeah. I think Social Security has been called the third rail of politics. And when people wonder what a third rail is the rail in subway systems or train systems that are electrified, that the third rail, that's where the train gets its electricity. You touch that, you're zapped.
Done. Yeah. Right. Isn't that interesting how some of those things have been lost in translation over the years? It kind of reminds me of a conversation I had with one of my colleagues who didn't know who G. Gordon Liddy was.
Oh, it's one of the things about, you know, I hate to say this, getting older, is you realize how temporary these little bubbles of information of celebrity, fame, and history are.
Yeah.
Many millennials today don't know who Abraham Lincoln was. That's an exaggeration.
Oof.
But you often hear it said that was before my time.
Yeah.
And it is true that the average memory or awareness of history in 2018 is a lot less than it was back in the
early. Because we're not teaching it well.
Yeah.
Something to continue is in terms of focus as we continue here on the Talk Radio Count.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Coast to Coast.
That it is, the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers. Doug Steffen is here. Go to talkers.com. You can see the highlights of the week in conversation, some of the news that is making in the talk radio media. Michael does a weekly podcast, the MH interview, Michael Harrison interview. This week you have Craig Carton.
Yeah.
Would you like to explain who he is and why you interviewed him?
He's an interesting guy, isn't he? He was one of the top talk show hosts in the sports genre in America for 10 years on WFAN in New York with Boomer Esiason, and was yanked from the air all of a sudden in a shocking news story that the feds raided his house in New York and are charging him with fraud in a Ponzi scheme for millions of dollars, involved in a ticket scam. He denies it vehemently, maintains his innocence. He's going to go to trial in October, says that will clear his name. He's been very quiet. I got this exclusive interview with him.
Yeah.
And part of the story is he's going to be trying to make a return to broadcast AM/FM terrestrial radio with his own syndicated program. And that's a big deal in the business. It's an interesting drama. It's very, very, very good podcast. It's at mhinterview.com. People who like radio or just like real human stories, you know, human interest stories, or like sports talk. It's got it all. It's one of the best podcasts of the series.
What is there about him that appeals to the listener? He has done when he got, he obviously was doing well on the station in New York, and then he went off onto a podcast, and now he's coming to terrestrial radio back again. So why are people going to find him appealing?
He's a bad boy. He's like in the tradition of what we used to call shock jocks. He has
a Howard Stern type. You mean
a little bit
Howard Stern?
A little bit Howard Stern like, and very opinionated, brash, irreverent, and knowledgeable. So he's a good package. He's a unique voice and very, very popular. He and Boomer were top in their demographic for years. They replaced Imus when Imus got into trouble with the Rutgers University
right.
female basketball team for remarks he made. And they said, how are they going to replace Imus? And their ratings were much higher than Imus ever had. And so he was pulled off the air. He resigned. But who knows, what was behind the scenes.
He
very
was
quickly.
In his best interest.
Yeah. And, until he goes to trial, no one knows. In my opinion, he's innocent till proven guilty.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. I do know that his leaving the radio was a loss for our industry, and I hope that he's found innocent, and I hope that he gets back to being where he should be, entertaining people on the radio.
Can we engage in a bit of philosophy for a moment, please, from your point of view? The philosophy which we have discussed many times over the years at our events, where are the next stars coming from? And there has been speculation in certain corners of the talk radio industry that the managers of radio stations and networks are looking to podcasts, people who are doing well with podcasts, to find the next stars of the radio. I find that intriguing because at Talkers Magazine, you go to talkers.com this week, there's a story about Dennis Miller, who was and is, in my opinion, a very intelligent fellow, a conversationalist who has really something to say. He's not just a flake, and he's not infantile
mm-hmm.
in his approach to things. I think he's very smart. And he went off the air after he'd been on doing a syndicated show for a number of years, started doing a podcast, and now he apparently has done well. They're going to have more podcasts. But what my question to you is, why isn't this guy on the radio?
Well, the radio is not the only way to go. There, podcasting, online radio.
But he's good on the radio. I thought he was good.
Well, I don't know the details of why he's not on the radio, but he may have other things to do. He wasn't a failure on the radio. He was successful on the radio.
Yeah.
But you're asking me a complicated question. First, you ask me where the star's coming from, and then you're asking me why he's not on the radio.
Well, I use this as an example because he's a guy who's a podcaster that was on radio and.
Let me pivot into a point.
Yeah.
Podcasting is not just a way for newcomers to get on the radio, but it's also a way that old timers are coming back to the radio, proving how good they can be. People who, for one reason or another, fell off the radio, either because they had conflicts with management, or they may have had a bad spell of poor ratings that could have eventually been turned around, but they didn't have a chance. They weren't making enough money. The radio business is not a glamorous business. It is one of the areas. Well, I don't know if any place in show business is glamorous anymore. It's a tough business, the radio business, and there's been no secret about the fact that it's been financially challenged. So there's not as big amount of money to be made in radio. Almost everybody in the radio business has taken what's called a haircut. They've taken salary cuts.
Oh, so I'm bald.
Yeah, hardly. So
I'm using that as a reference to your.
I understand. That's your business. You have riches in many other ways.
But the
point is that I think it's obvious that future media talent, whether it's going to be TV hosts and stars, radio, whatever, are coming from the internet, because the internet is free, and it's a place where it's free of the burdens that broadcast media face and the restrictions that are there, and a lot of incredibly talented people, not just audio, video podcasts. There are people doing video shows on YouTube that rival professional network programming and are deeper, more intelligent, more entertaining, and technically up to snuff because it's all done with computers. So I think that the answer to your question is the Internet is where the talent will be found.
You can find discussions of things like this at talkers.com along with the weekly listing of the top news talk stories. Find those listed as well. We talk about them here, and you can find the official list there. Here's something that is official. Chronic sleep loss may hasten the onset of several diseases, including Alzheimer's, dementia. There are all kinds of things that are going on in your body. If you do not get enough rest, it's, I don't want to say it's going to be curtains for you, but it's going to be good for you. And so the people have put together these great mattresses and pillows, all the different bed toppers they have at MyPillow.com, all aimed at helping you enhance your immune system, because that's what good rest does for you, along with preventing weight gain, improving your mental health, keeping you away from heart disease. It's really the bottom line to health, having a good night's rest. MyPillow, MyPillow.com, use the code DJV, get 50% off whatever there is, whether it's the pillows, the mattress, the catalog is full of things that will help enhance your sleep. And for the next week, to all present and past U.S. servicemen and women, the folks at MyPillow.com are offering you additional savings. Save more. This is a special price deal that you cannot get by going into any retail stores where they sell MyPillows. Only online at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. So go there. If you were in the service, still a great time for you to save money. 50% is the mark off is 50% on two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. This is made in America, backed by a 10-year warranty. It's a fast-selling product, so take advantage of it. And if, as I say, you were in the service, get even a better deal between now and Memorial Day at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Doug Steffen here with the 10 most discussed people this week, not disgusting, but those who have been participants, if you will, because they've been guests on some programs, or we have participated in talking about what's going on in their reality. At number 10, LeBron James. And here's a guy that really has figured out how to get it done. And when I mean it, I mean the kinds of things, the energy, if you will, of being focused. He's very focused. Tom Wolfe, Margot Kidder at number 9. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, number 8. Benjamin Netanyahu at number 7. Kim Jong-un at 6. James Comey is in the 5th position. Hillary Clinton at 4. Rudy Giuliani at 3. Robert Mueller at 2. And Donald Trump, number 1, along with his wife Melania, as a result of the operation she's had this past week. All right, the people list from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here. The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience because I'm on it, Calitrin. It's good for my energy. It's good for all kinds of other things. Suzanne, you've been there for 20 years, so you've seen some great stories, I'm going to bet, right?
For me, Doug, I have been on it for over 15 years for the arthritis. There's lots of benefits to the Calitrin other than just your weight loss. Whether you have 5 or 10 pounds or if you have 105 or 10 pounds, Calitrin can help. It's drug-free. You know, it's perfectly safe for your diabetics, your heart patients. So there's no drugs and no stimulants whatsoever.
Calitrin, you're a friend of ours. You'll be a friend of theirs when you get on this program. Lose the weight. Calitrin, you go to toploss.com. Use DJV as the code. You can also call them at 833-TOPLOSS, 833-867-5677 to talk to somebody that's an expert or online at toploss.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen to review the official list published by Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. At number 10, the usual sort of approbation to sports talk radio. At number 9, the Black Klansman film. Number 8, the passing of Tom Wolfe and Margot Kidder. Number 7, sports betting. The ruling from the Supreme Court allowing sports betting. Be a very interesting move as that progresses. Number 6, the royal wedding. I would have thought that had been number 1, actually. If my program is any reflection on it, it's been a big, big focus. Jerusalem and what's going on with the embassy there at number 5. Border security, 4. Trade negotiations, 3. The North Korean-South Korean deal at 2. And the investigation of Donald Trump, number 1 this week, again, on the Talk Radio Review. All right, now 45 after the hour. You're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. Enjoy it at talkradiocountdownshow.com. One of the people who were not on the list this week, I was interested in two names, one that was on the list and one that wasn't. The one that wasn't is Melania Trump because she had an operation. The president's been going over there every day this week to check on her. Normally the procedure she had, Michael, according to the information I had from a guest on the program earlier this week, was that it's a 2, maybe 3-day deal. She's been in for quite a while longer than that, and is concerned that there's something going on. And one wonders how you keep things like this quiet under the circumstances. Is there something going on? Is the news media just speculating and making it worse? And how much conversation has there been about that? The reason I bring it up is because Hillary Clinton's name is in the people list this week at number 4, and you just wonder how much new is there.
Well, Hillary is always talked about as a reference point,
in
a number of ongoing news stories. So Hillary is indeed still a newsmaker. Melania Trump's a newsmaker too, but she's not connected to that many stories. The story of Melania is there's less talk about it on the radio. Mm-hmm. As far as whether or not the news media is covering up anything, you know that's not the case. The news media doesn't cover anything up anymore. Those days are over. Anything that the news media makes up some stuff here and there or exaggerates.
Oh my God, no! Please don't tell me that.
Yeah, that is. Side, and I don't mean that to be a slam against the media. I've always been a critic of the media because I think the media is that important, as I am a critic of government and politicians. All sides play an important role and have a responsibility, and we the people should hold their feet to the fire. Melania, I think it's true. I think she's had a surgery that hopefully is not life-threatening. They say it's not, but it's painful.
Yeah.
And she's a human being, and we all know, you know. Have you noticed, maybe it's because of the age of the way insurance controls everything or just the state of our health care, that doctors and hospitals always underplay what the recovery is going to be like? Oh, you'll be out of the hospital in
one day. Well, the insurance companies want them out.
Exactly.
That's one of the big things in the conversation about health care in our country always falls short when it comes to this discussion. You've just hit the nail on the head with regard to insurance and what they do and how they control the situation. Get people out of the hospital. We don't want to pay for them anymore, even if it's not appropriate for them to be released from the hospital.
Everybody that I know who's ever gone in for surgery, it's always turned out to be a more difficult recovery than they anticipated based on what they were told by the doctors, the hospitals, and the insurance companies.
Yeah.
Every case I've seen. I mean, it's not that they died. It's not that they suffered for months, but it was always a few days longer, more pain, more drugs than anticipated. And it's a very subjective thing when you say, you know, how does it hurt on a scale of 1 to 10? Well, a number 2 on me may be a number 8 on somebody else. Pain is a funny thing,
you know,
to understand.
One of the other things that maybe we'd spend a minute on here, the idea of advertisers controlling what subject matters there are on the air. You saying what you just did, talking about being in hospitals, the state, the insurance companies, but the drug companies also. There was a report out this week about how many drugs, starting with simple things like Advil and Aleve, contribute to Alzheimer's and dementia, but yet no straightforward doctors want to talk about it. No conventional doctors want to talk about it because it flies in the face of what the big drug companies, and much of what they do is dependent on the big drug companies, what they're doing and how it's being done and what it's doing to affect our longevity. I think there's something there that is really in need of, one of those I-team investigations. What causes Alzheimer's? Maybe we'll get to that in a moment here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen on the air with the stories. The chart from Talkers for the week of May 14th to the 18th, 2018. We've been discussing many of the serious elements of the countdown, the stories that are in the countdown. And we also, as we often do, talk about some of the ancillary figures and programs that are there to help entertain and inform you. And as the world changes, there are many things that are reflective of that that get onto the air. Sometimes there are general interest programs. Sometimes there are themed programs. Kim Komando and was it Louis Laporte? What's Laporte's first name? Who does a great tech show. I'm trying to remember. Anyway, there are genres. We have people on the weekend that do all kinds of specialty shows, medical shows, that kind of stuff. This program is heard, for the most part, over the weekend. And so when I look around at some of the new ideas stimulating people, I see something at Talkers.com about a show called The Cannabis Connection.
Huh? All I'm saying is, I'm thinking of the way you set this up, new ideas that stimulate people.
Yeah?
Well, there you go. Cannabis is a great topic. I mean, you as a farmer.
Yeah.
People may not know Doug is also a thought leader in the community of family farmers, and he's a passionate farmer in addition to his broadcast career. And cannabis is a tremendous subject, not just from a standpoint of agriculture. Look at the opportunities there, but for commerce, taxes, medical applications, big topic, big part of current discussion, and I'm not surprised there are shows about it.
The social revolution that we have enjoyed in our country in our lifetime, I'm remembering back to when one of the first Talkers Convention, there's a fellow who was trying to host, I don't even know where it is now, I was friends with him for a while, and I appeared on his program to try to help him. There's a gay guy from Cleveland who did a show on the gay lifestyle. I don't remember his name, you may.
His name was Buck something.
That's right, Buck, yes, right. Yep. And it was it was a well-conceived and well-thought-out program, and maybe it's still on, but I bring it up because it's one of those niche things that would have an audience, and the advertising support for it, when you talk about cannabis, there's huge advertising potential there. Mm-hmm. And when you think about the gay community and how most of them are really upper, what we used to call the upper disposables, lots of money, and so advertising works very well in that environment as well. And then I'm thinking about other shows. I suppose we could come up with any number of shows that would have, and you mentioned my farming program, the American Family Farmer. Well, you didn't mention the program, but I do, and this was Michael's idea actually, to do a program. We started it off at Talkers Radio. You can find it at talkers.com, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. We started the American Family Farmer Show there, and then it graduated to now over 200 radio stations and a podcast. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com is where you find all of that. But it's a special interest thing about food and farming and stuff that is applicable. And unfortunately, we haven't figured out how to make any money with it yet, but
we should specialize in marijuana.
Maybe, yeah.
Have you ever thought about getting rid of a few cows and putting marijuana in the ground? And
I've been doing a lot of that thinking. Thank you, Frankie. Hemp first, because it's easier to get done. Hemp. I went to a conference and figured out how to do hemp on the farm, but then marijuana.
Just keep the cows away from the marijuana fields.
Oh.
They'll eat it all, and they'll be very, very high, happy cows.
You know, that's one of the funniest things.
Remember contented cows? You know, Carnations made milk is from contented cows. I love
right.
that line.
Okay, so this has nothing to do with talk radio, except it would make a great conversation for people who live in rural areas listening to talk radio programs with a local host. When we raise cattle corn called silage, and when it's chopped, it's put into a wagon, brought to a silo, and in the silo, a fermentation process begins.
Oh, my.
And it lasts for several months, and when you start feeding it out to the cows, this is no joke.
Drunk
I'm not
cows.
Kidding. The cows, when you put it out for the first week or so, and the cows start eating it, they are absolutely as silly as you can imagine. After
That's
they've
funny.
Eaten it from the trough for an hour or so, they start running around the pasture. They kick their heels up. It is absolutely hysterical to watch what happens when you first start feeding out. And, yeah, the same thing would happen with hemp. And if you were to feed, it's a great crop for animals.
There's nothing as enjoyable as a silly cow.
That's right. And you heard that first here on the Talk Radio Countdown. What a way to end this hour of the Countdown. All right, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. You've been listening to Michael Harrison, Talkers editor and publisher. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.